Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Season 2, Episode 33.
How are you doing this evening, lad?
Good, how are you doing?
All right, that's very polite of you to ask.
Well, yeah, I might be polite 15 seconds into the episode, but maybe not later.
Yeah, we'll be lucky if that carries on, won't we? So, lad, as usual, first thing we need to know is what happened in the last episode.
Well, I'm going to say I am winning it 8-5 because that is a game tonight, Dr. Congo against Zambia.
Dr. Congo, 8 o'clock kickoff tonight, isn't it? Yeah. So,
yeah.
We've both gone for a draw on that anyway, so I guess someone could get a perfect. But so, what's the overall score?
The overall score is lad. Just got to his 100, 201 for lad, and not made it to 200 yet. All sad, I can see tears falling down him now. Down on 199.
Oh, come off it, lad. That means I could catch you in one game. I'm 2 points behind. It sounds a lot, doesn't it? 201 versus 199. But I could catch you in one game, mofo. Right,
I could actually be 5 points ahead of you in one game.
We are not going to talk about any championship antics whatsoever, but you did get two correct scores. Want to shout about them?
Yes, I got Newcastle Man City correct, predicted a 3-2 Man City. And actually, I think it was Bob or something.
Yeah, scored, Oscar Bob.
Scored in like the 90th minute.
Yeah, so cheers, Bob. And I was like, who the hell is Oscar Bob? I'd never heard of him.
Thank you, Oscar Bob, if you listen to this podcast.
I'm sure he does.
Just to recommend out there, thank you.
And as well as being a Serie A expert, are you now an Asian Cup expert?
Yes.
And why is that? Because you were the correct.
Australia, India predicted 2-0 to Australia, and it was.
Yeah. So, well done. I got a correct score. I'm an African expert. Ivory Coast 2, Guinea-Bissau 0. Never in doubt.
I mean, we'll see even more about that tonight. If you get DR Congo Zambia correct, okay, I'll give you that, but one game. One game doesn't mean you're an expert.
Yeah, fair enough.
You need, like me, on Syria.
Right, let's get on with the predictions, shall we? It's a half week of the Premier League. Because of they have the winter break where only half the teams are playing, so we've only got a couple of Premier League predictions. Then we're going doing a bit of Africa, a bit of Asia, a bit of all sorts. Give us the first game.
Arsenal Crystal Palace.
Arsenal Crystal Palace. So we haven't got the league table in front of us like we often do. It's you to go first. I'm going to just get the league table going. I think you know roughly where these teams are anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
Here we go. Arsenal 4th, Crystal Palace down in 14th. Crystal Palace struggling a bit this season.
You never know really what they're going to do, but against Arsenal, it's slightly easier to predict. I'm going 2-0 Arsenal.
I'm going to go 2-1 to Arsenal. I think local derby, Arsenal not on the best form, so just 2-1 to Arsenal. What's next?
Brentford, Nottingham Forest.
And did we get a bit of news this week about our rivals from Nottingham?
Yep.
Cheating again, man.
Yeah, Forest have got a possible points deduction, and I actually don't really know why.
I couldn't tell you why, but I'll still accept it. It's the same reason as Everton, and Everton got the 10 points, yeah?
Oh, it's because they're, like, wasting money, kind of.
Yeah, they're spending more money than they are bringing in, yeah? So it's like, I think the money is you're allowed to spend $105 million.
It's financial fair play, right?
Basically, yeah.
I bet now the Asians are laughing. I mean, the Saudi Arabians laughing because they don't have financial fair play.
Well, if you think about it, all the rich, really, really, really rich people, like Newcastle owners, like, even though they're mega rich, they can't actually spend whatever they want to spend. Because of financial fair play, it does stop them a little bit. But
that's
Forest,
why I didn't like financial fair play. Because if financial fair play wasn't a thing, then the team with the most money would actually kind of have the best player, which is more fair.
Yeah.
See, with Newcastle, say if they wanted all the best players, they can't just all go buy all of them. They'll have the money for it, but they're not allowed because of financial fair play.
Do you think there's something exciting about just like a mega rich team getting all the best players and becoming amazing?
But then don't you think if someone else came quite rich after that, don't you think that they will be able to get the best players? And
yeah,
it'll kind of be fairer because the best teams will actually have the best players.
It gives like everyone a bit of hope because you never know. Like if you're doing rubbish, bottom of League Two, but you have some like some Thai billionaire turns up and says, "I'm going to sort you out." Like Wrexham, basically, that's what's happening to them a little bit. Like you can get up, but then you get so far, and then what will happen with Wrexham? They'll probably get to like the Championship, and then they'll start struggling, and the owner loses interest. But that's what I think. That's my prediction. But
yeah,
Forest,
that's happened with a lot of teams.
Forest have got a rich owner, but they haven't got like a Newcastle.
Anyway, let's stop speaking about and get on with the prediction.
Well, Forest are 4 points ahead of relegation, so let's hope they get a 10-point deduction. Then they'll be well in it. And Brentford away. Brentford are doing rubbish. They're having a really bad season. 1-1 draw.
I wanted 1-1. I'm going to go 1-1.
Yeah, well, people get your money on it because normally when Lad and Dad say a score and we both agree, it always happens.
Okay, if we predict six the same this week, hopefully it's the six that they say. And then you get your money on the social six.
Yeah, Super Six it is from Sky. Yeah, so you get £250,000, and
you can enter for free as well. So
and we don't charge, but if you win, just donate £1,000 to us. Right, what's the next game?
Now they're not going to do it because they don't want to donate £1,000.
They should listen to our predictions. They'll be rich.
Bournemouth, Liverpool.
Bournemouth against the Scousers. Bournemouth doing good. 12th. On good form. Scousers doing good. Top of the league. You to go first.
What do you mean they're doing good? They're top of the league.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
I'm saying on this game, I don't really think Bournemouth at home makes any difference. I'm going 2-0 Liverpool.
Salah is in Egypt. Well, not in Egypt. He's in the African nations playing for Egypt. I'm going for a surprise. 1-1 draw. Bournemouth to get a draw.
Is Darwin Nunez there, though?
No, he's South America, isn't he, I think, so he'll be there. I mean, obviously, Liverpool should win without... It's only him to miss him, but I just think Bournemouth are on form, so I'm going 1-1. What's next?
1-2... Is it 2?
Yeah, still just. Only just.
Only just 1-2. Leicester versus Ipswich.
In the Championship. And it's me to go first. So, I mean, we know Ipswich have been a good, strong side all season with like an amazing points record, but not as amazing as Leicester. And they drew a few games in a row. Just looking at the form here. Lost to Leeds before that, didn't they? Yeah. You know what? I fancy Leicester. I do fancy Leicester to win in a nervous game. 1-0 Leicester.
I think what will happen is... It's happened quite a bit. Ipswich score first half, Leicester start giving up, and Ipswich think they've won it, so they don't play, and they play risky. Late, like 70 minutes, Leicester score 1-1, 2-1 Leicester.
Yes. Who's going to score the goals? Fancy Dewsbury Hall. He's been scoring. He's been pretty much Leicester's top scorer. You know, look at the whole league. Dewsbury Hall is Leicester's top goal scorer, 9 goals. Oh, well, level with Mavadida. Maybe them two. Get one each.
Yeah. Which one's getting the winning one?
Mavadida. He's got a feeling. And he's going to jump over the barrier into the crowd and do like a real like cocky
into
face.
Into me.
Yeah, jump into, yeah, stare at you. So that's the
and
Championship.
And then I'll rip his top off.
Yeah. We're trying to collect some shirts, aren't we? Mavadida gives you shirts. If you're listening to the podcast.
Don't give him a shirt. I'll just rip it off.
Yeah. Listen, Mavadida. If you jump in the crowd, we're going to rip your shirt off. Yeah. There you go. But hopefully after a winning goal.
I don't care if he's completely behind the other goal than I am running around to that goal to rip it off.
We're after Mavadidi's shirt. We're after Fatawa's shirt this season as well, aren't we? And Mads, the goalie. They're the three to collect.
Anyway.
Right. So this is a weird one, but we like to do random matches.
Well, yay. In the Scottish Cup, mm-hmm. Don't like that Scotland that much, but Celtic versus... Bucky Thistle.
Yeah, well, that was pronounced perfect, I think. Yeah. So Celtic versus Bucky Thistle. The bookmakers are saying, if we can find it, it is...
It's on odds.
Yeah, I'm no, sure. It says odds there, though. Look, I do have it. It said 40-1 or 66-1 for Bucky to win.
I think 66-1.
33-1 is the best for a draw. So they're saying you play this match 33 times, Bookie Thistle get one draw. Like, it, that is how big it
is. If you play it 66 times, Bookie Thistle get one.
Get one win, yeah. So,
by the way, that is from Ladbrokes, if you prefer Bet365.
Yeah, yeah, we're not on commission, but
yeah.
But look at Bookie Thistle's form. Win. Oh, they won 8-1 the other week.
Oh, yay. Against Forest Mechanics. I'm so calling them Forest.
They won 8-1 against a load of blokes who work in a car garage, basically. So, but still, they won. Their form is win, lose.
Win with a red card.
Yeah, so Bookie Thistle, obviously good, but they're non league against Celtic. The second biggest club in Scotland.
A Celtic.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm going 6-0 to Bookie Thistle. I mean to Celtic.
I was thinking that kind of score. I'm going to go 5-0 to Celtic then.
If it's 5-0, I'll give you the award of the high score. Like, you know, I'm the Serie A. I always get Serie A.
Oh, yeah, Serie A expert, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you the high score expert.
Yeah.
Award.
Yeah, because I got that 9-0 the other week. So the next one is we have, you have spotted something going on in Europe. Tell us what game, tell us what's going on.
PSV Eindhoven have won 17 games out of 17 with a goal score of 57.
Yeah, so they've started the season and won every game, and we're in like mid-Jan now. 17 wins in 17. It's a record. I can't tell you what
They've conceded 7 goals.
They're just battering everyone.
And now they're against
20.
20.
Who are third, so obviously one of the better teams.
But they're never third. They're always about 18.
Yeah, they're doing worse because Ajax are having a bad year. So are PSV Eindhoven going to make it 18 wins in a row or not? You go first. No, I go first, don't I? Sorry. PSV against 20. I mean, I don't know much about this, but looking at that form, 3-1 to PSV.
See, with PSV, I don't know if they've been hammering teams 4-0 every game or if they've been looking, they've won about 1-0 most of the games.
Yeah, I don't.
So, I think the score is going to be 2-0 to PSV.
Okay, so what's the next one?
Zambia, Tanzania.
So Tanzania were just on the telly a minute ago. They were losing to Morocco. The bookies, they were 1-0 down as at the time of recording. The bookies are saying Zambia are slight favourites. So it's
well earlier when I was listening to Morocco against Tanzania, maybe I'm gonna keep it to myself. And then when it's after your go, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I think the score is going to be 2-0 Zambia.
Okay. I think the score is going to be... I mean, the bookies say Zambia are better. 2-1 to Zambia.
Well, what I heard on the commentary is Tanzania have not won one of their games in the AFCON this year.
Okay. So Tanzania are a bit lucky to be there, basically.
Yeah, they've played about 6, lost all 6, unless they beat Morocco. I think it's still playing now.
Yeah, it was 1-0 to Morocco when we last looked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so then last two, you're going to take us to the Asian Cup.
In Asia, here we are, and it's...
Iraq.
Why isn't there a U?
I don't know, it's just how it's spelled. It's weird.
They're rule breakers.
They break the rules. What's...
Against Japan.
So Japan started with a draw when they shouldn't have drawn. I think that's the story here. Japan got a surprise. Oh, no, they didn't. Look, they did beat Vietnam in the end.
What?
You know, Japan, we said they started with... I just said they started with a draw. Look, in the end, they did sort it out. They were losing to Vietnam.
No, it was 2-0 Vietnam. And I said it's 2-1, it's 2-2, it's 3-2. I never knew it went 4-2. Yeah. But I said it was 3-2.
I wasn't... That's Dad not paying attention. Iraq started with a win, 3-1 against Indonesia. So both teams have started with a win. It's the heavyweights, Iraq versus Japan. Who's going first? Me?
No, 1 second.
It is me, because you went first for Zambia.
Okay.
So the odds. The odds are saying that Japan are going to absolutely batter them. Bit surprised to see
obviously,
that.
Obviously, Iraq or
what? Iraq are 12-1.
You think Iraq or Iran... Iraq and Iran are different.
You're saying Iran are better at football. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay. I'm just going against it. I think they've got the bookies have got this wrong. I think Iraq are going to do all right, and it's going to be 2-2. Because I'm sure I've seen Iraq get some good scores before. Look, they started with a win.
Okay, that's against like Indonesia. That it's look, they lost still against one. South Korea and everyone.
Yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, but they lose to the big teams. I'm going 1-0 to Japan.
Okay, and what's our last game?
It's Qatar against China.
Well, Qatar are weird, aren't they? They got given the World Cup, even though they're rubbish. But that's happened now, hasn't it? So now they're getting a bit better at football.
I bet Qatar are favourites.
They are favourites, quite heavy favourites. Qatar against China. I've already forgotten whose go it is. It's you, isn't it? Yeah, so the bookies are saying Qatar would win like more than 50% of the time. China would win like 20% of the time, and the rest of the time it would be a draw.
I think that it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
Oh, right. So you're going slightly surprised draw now, and I am going Qatar. I think China will still be sad after losing to Australia. No, they didn't lose to Australia, did they? Oh, my head's gone. What did they do then? Let's have a look.
I don't want to argue with you, but you're...
I've lost it.
Your head...
China started with a 0-0 draw against Lebanon. That's not good, though. I'm going Qatar. 2-0 to Qatar. That's what I'm going with. Well, that's a crazy episode. Lots of different countries, international, non-league Scottish teams, all sorts of weird stuff going on.
Bye-bye, bucket whistle.
Yeah, so it's bye-bye, bucket bustle.
Bucket bustle?
What did you say? Oh, bookie fistle.
I call it bucket whistle.
All right,
a whistle in the bucket.
You're giving us a name for the episode now. Anything else?
No.
In that case, it's bye from Dad.
And one from Lab. Thank you.